And the background music of Larry Razavi and his Out of Town Checks with our theme Musicians Come and Play means it's time for another Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM, and it is program 419 in that continuing series. 419 shows already. You're listening to your dependable neighbor for all of Central Minnesota, KASM Albany, 1150 AM. As Larry Razavi and his Out of Town Checks wrap up there with our theme Musicians Come and Play. Also, 105.5 HD2 on your radio dial, 107.7 on your FM dial, and streaming on the World Wide Web, mychasm.com. We're now at 13 minutes before the hour of 12 noon. We have a temperature reading of 44 degrees, overcast skies, and cloud cover here in central Minnesota. And yes, it is our Musicians Come and Play program. We have our guest in studio today. I want to say good morning to Mr. Ross Gleese. Ross, how are you doing?
Okay.
Awesome. Awesome. So you are a veteran, as they say, of this business. You've been around the block once or twice, huh?
I'm old.
You're old. Yeah, you're all of, 49 now or so?
I'm 76.
76. Oh, that's a trombone song. 76 trombones, huh? Yes. And you were working yesterday, huh?
Yes, with Jerry and Joyce in Donnelly. It's a little town near Morris. They have a dance out there every year. I didn't play it last year, but it's a five-hour dance, but they have food there, too. And I played, Dave Haight and I both played.
Okay. Oh,
it's
nice.
It's fun playing like that, four-piece.
Okay, awesome.
And everybody had a good time. And
that's great.
We
that's
had
great.
A good time.
Yeah, and was it a parish function or a community function? Or
no, it's a private. Dancers from all over, people there from Wilmer, from people I've seen at Wade Park, northern Minnesota, all over.
They
just
come
senior dancers.
Yep,
you know.
Yep. And that's the way it is nowadays. Dances are so far and few between. You know, back in the days when we started, you'd have a dance here in Richmond, one at Avon, one at New Munich, one at St. Anna Coliseum in St. Cloud.
There were more places to dance, too.
And now you got to travel a little bit. You were in Glencoe last week, huh?
Yeah, with Larry Olson for the Red and White Dancers Coronation.
Oh, yes.
Had a nice big crowd there, too.
Nice. Nice, very
good.
Another
four-piece job.
You bet.
I'm getting spoiled. I've been playing three-piece for so long.
Yeah. When I mentioned the promo this morning, I said if this was baseball, Minnesota Twins always had a utility man, Al Newman. He used to, you know, he could fill in, play any position. Well, that's pretty much you in the music industry. You don't know where you're going to be next week with which band. And you play, what, tuba, some bands, and trumpet?
Well, mostly, they usually mostly on trumpet and keyboard,
okay.
Trombone, and every once in a while, tuba. Like when I play with Jerry and Joyce, I often do the polkas on tuba.
On tuba. Okay. Very good. Very good. Well, going back then in history, just a few years back, where were you born and raised?
Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 1945. My dad was born and raised there. We lived there till I was 7.
Uh-huh.
And my mom, of course, was originally from St. Wendell.
Okay.
And her parents had retired and lived in St. Joe. And so we decided to move back to Minnesota. So we moved to St. Joe
okay.
for a few years. Then we got a house in St. Cloud. I grew up in St. Cloud, basically.
Okay. Who was your mom then?
Barbara Lodemeyer.
Barbara Lodemeyer. Okay. And her folks, who were they then?
Louis and Clara.
Louis Lodemeyer. Okay. Louis and Clara. Yes, I remember them. Yeah. I think I do.
And I think the farm out in St. Wendell is still with Lodemeyer's, but there are so many Lodemeyer's.
Oh, yeah, there's a bunch, you bet. Ah, neat. So then school, where'd you go to school then?
I went to school here in St. Joe for a little bit.
Did you? Okay.
And then St. Peter's in St. Cloud, and then
okay.
I went to Cathedral.
Oh, you
and
did.
I went to Tech for a little while, too.
Oh, you did.
And I even got to went to St. Cloud State for a little bit.
Oh, you did. Awesome. Okay. And music been your only career in life, or did you do something else then?
Yes, basically. For a while, I was going to college, and I dropped out. My dad said, either go to school or go to work. So I got a job at the old St. Cloud Times downtown St. Cloud.
Oh, you did? Okay.
As an apprentice photo engraver. And that was for about a couple of years. And then I quit, moved down to the cities, and eventually I started playing piano down there because my dad was doing substitute banjo work at Shakey's Pizza.
I remember that,
and
yeah.
The piano player at Richfield, their main one, had a heart attack. So he called me and went in, and when the regular banjo player came back, they started using me, and there all the time.
Okay.
Then I was there for a couple of years. Then I went to the Grand Round at Harmar Mall with Leroy Larson for about 10 years.
Okay.
I wasn't playing trumpet at all then. I'd gotten frustrated with playing trumpet. I was just playing keyboard.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. And so then from there, I mean, I think probably the first time I met you was playing with the Ray Dronald Band back in the days. We played a lot with Ray. And we did
recording, at least one recording with him. Who did we have?
Three or four. Okay. Yeah. And I think three CDs that we've got. And then he's got the, from the old band, the original band, he's got a CD.
I don't know if I'm on all of them. I can remember. Yeah. Well, anyway.
Yeah. No, I think we were. Three of them, anyway. And because we went in the studio. I remember going in with John Hammond there, and we all had our little booths.
Was my dad on those two on band?
He was on the first one.
Yeah,
okay. On the first one. Yeah, I remember him being there, too. Yeah. Yeah. So, but you played with Gil Stile a few times, I think, over
no,
the...
Dad, no, Dad. I don't think I ever played a job with Gil. Dad played with Gil all the time.
Oh, is that? Okay, yeah.
I don't think I ever played with Gil.
Because I remember those guys doing the Cold Spring Parade. It's always in the fall of the year. And I think your dad was there. Roger Van Heel was playing tuba with Gil. And I don't remember who else he all got. We were with Ray, myself, and Ron Eichmeyer. And I forget who else was on the float with Ray. But both bands back in the days were in the parade then. And then we've seen you with, Jolly Fisherman through the years. And
that was fun.
Yeah, Joyce and Terry and also Jerry.
That,
yeah, that good band. And then now, most recently, seen you a lot with the Night Owls, Sox Center, Marlene and Kevin.
Yeah.
Do a lot of work with them.
Yes.
And I'll let you take it from there. You work with the Bachfest Boys out of New Ulm,
mentioned. That's who I'm playing mostly with now. A few years ago, I got in with them somehow. I have a habit of, I'll sit in with bands or sit in with people. And Marie Oman and Joe Carson and I were playing, what is that little town out in 95? And they wanted to go to this... concertina jam out in the cities. And so Smiley from the Bachfest Boys heard me playing trombone, so I got in with them.
Uh-huh.
So I play mostly with them, but they play basically spring, summer, and fall.
Yep.
Otherwise, but I still play once in a while with the Night Owls, Dale Damon, Jerry and Joyce, Laverne and the Starlights. I just started playing with Larry Olson now. I got a lot of jobs coming up with him.
Okay.
And I can't remember who all else.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's I mean... You're like a house musician.
I used to play with Al Stein, the Country Diamonds, but he doesn't play anymore.
He hasn't been?
Cap and the Old Timers.
Okay.
And then Gordy Lurkey took that over. Gordy's gone now. And...
Okay. Yeah. Lots of, and that's what keeps...
All my life, all I've done is I've played senior music. Because I started out, I never started playing in rock and roll bands. I started playing with my dad and his friends.
Yep.
Old time and swing.
Yep.
So I'm either playing old time... old country or old swing, and now I'm starting getting a little bit of old rock and roll too, but it's always old music.
Oh yes. And you did a little time with Marie and the Boys.
Oh yeah, I still play with them.
You do? Okay.
I'm gonna sit in. They're playing Wadena on VF on Tuesday for a senior dance, and I'll sit in with them there because that's basically a two-piece, but I go along with them a lot of stuff.
Were you on their recording?
Yeah.
You were.
Yeah.
Did you get to play with my uncle, Art Duvier, then?
Yeah.
He's on steel guitar.
Yeah.
That's my uncle. Yeah.
Oh, steel guitar. I love
that. Yeah. Wasn't that, was a great recording.
After you have a steel guitar in country, if you don't have it anymore, it's not country.
Yeah. That's for sure. Yeah. And he just, and he's, still living, still, I don't think he's playing anymore.
I don't think so. No.
But just a great, he played so many jobs back in the days with Dick Kreckelberg and the Countrymen and some of those bands that we remember. So, yeah, fun memories, you bet. So, at any rate, we're going to read our ad for the sponsor of the St. Joe Meat Market right now. A little bit early here. We're at 5 minutes before the hour of 12 noon. And then we're going to come back and talk about that new recording that we've got going here. So Cy here for the St. Joe Meat Market, the home of fresh meats and award-winning sausages. The brat of the week for this week is a double feature, the Blazer Brats and the Johnny Brats, just in time for graduation weekend. They are both so juicy and flavorful in the frying pan, in the oven, or off the grill. This week, you can come in, take 30 cents off each package at the checkout counter, all week long in limited quantities. Lots of events happening this week and weekend. Yes, graduation weekend for the colleges of St. Ben's and St. John's. Congratulations to all of the successful graduates as you enter that next step in life. This weekend, out in front of the St. Joe Meat Market, hosting and cooking at the Brat Sale on Friday and Saturday, will be the Sons of the Legion, yes, from St. Joe. Come out and support this wonderful organization while enjoying a brat and a beverage for a very reasonable fee. Sunday, May 8th, 1 week from today, is Mother's Day. There are lots of nice meal selections at the St. Joe Meat Market to treat mom to center that meal around. If you can't decide what to get mom for her special day, remember that the St. Joe Meat Market always has gift cards, always the perfect gift. They come in any size that you want, and they never expire. And on top of all of this, May is also Beef Month, so many great reasons for you to stop in and shop at the St. Joe Meat Market. Ross, for being our guest on the show, and you've been here before, we put up that meat package at the meat market along with Chasm. We get that to you. Happen to have it on the counter for you today, so we hope that you enjoy it in good health.
I will, thank you.
You bet. Still taking in nourishment, huh?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, that's great. And all these years of playing, I'll bet you've had a chance to enjoy a few brats over the years, huh?
Oh, yes.
Over the different Oktoberfests. Yeah, that's, yeah.
With beer.
I know we've seen you down at New Ulm with the Bockfest boys. And
I'll be there again this year.
Are you? That's a fun time down there. New Ulm is just a great town, I think.
Well, they don't just play that. They play Mankato, St. Peter, Sioux Falls, Chippewa Falls, all those polka festivals.
Okay, yeah.
And I get to play most of them unless I'm booked somewhere else. But
sure. Well, that's awesome. Well, good. Well, what an honor, huh? We got to be part of this latest recording with Lester Schuft and the Country Dutchman. And what was there, 12 of us, I guess? There's 12 of us on the picture anyway. And
usually well, 7 or 8 playing.
Yeah. And, well, you were playing trumpet parts. And,
second trumpet, yeah.
Yep, and then you were also on trombone as well. And Lester, well, he's a colorful guy, isn't he?
Yes.
He wanted to do the Playmore Waltz. He wanted to do it the way Fez Fritchie recorded it. And he threw the trumpet solo at the end of the song at you.
Yep.
And you aced it.
I did. I didn't play it like the original guy. The original guy, it was kind of like the way Harry James used to play.
Yep.
And I don't know what I was doing. When I came in, I said I might sound like Maynard Ferguson on a bad day.
Yeah. I think you did well, and we'll hear that one coming up in our next segment. But, fun arrangements. This one, of course, Classic Polkas and Waltzes refers to the libraries that we had access to. So we had the Elmer Scheid Library. We had the Babe Wagner Library. We had the Jerry Schuft Library there, although we didn't have it along that day of the recording, so we didn't use any of those on the recording.
Yeah. Well, I wish we could. I feel sorry for Nancy's dad, Earl.
Yes.
The trombone player. You know, I can read trombone. I played in city band for a while, but those parts were so difficult, I just couldn't do it.
Yep, at the rehearsal. And then
we never got to do her dad's stuff.
Yeah, and boy, at the rehearsal, it was fun. You could just hear the sound of the different styles of the bands. I mean, Elmer Scheid has got his distinct style. Wagner's style was evident. We did On Your Toes Polka, and Westphalia Waltz are a couple of Wagner tunes. The Nebraska Polka was out of the Elmer Scheid Library. And then I'm trying to think of the library. I got to look inside the cover. Rick Keen had a couple of libraries that he owns now these days. And so let me see if I can find it real quickly. Oh, yeah, here we go. So the selections were taken from Dr. Lester Schuft and the Country Dutchman. So like the Helena Polka, the New Ulm Waltz, those are all Lester Schuft arrangements.
I got to play lead on that one.
Did you?
Otherwise, I was playing second.
Okay. And then we had, of course, the Scheid Library, courtesy of Gary Schrader. He's part of the music Minnesota Music Hall of Fame, so he was able to get that for us. Jerry Minar had the Babe Wagner Library, so we used that. And then Al Maves and the Swinging Landler Band, and that was courtesy of Rick Keen. And then we also used a couple of selections from Ivan Kale's library. Jerry was along on sax and clarinet. So you're talking—
And banjo.
And banjo, that's right, yeah. And you're talking some really prestigious bands there, some prestigious libraries. And
My favorite piece was the Dutch Maid Waltz. And it was such a great arrangement because it's short, and in the second half, the trumpets come up real high.
Yep.
I just love
it. Yep.
Rick Kane, I'm glad I got to meet him. What a trumpet player.
Yeah, he's just part of the recording.
Right on. Yep. Everything perfect.
Yeah. Yep.
Lester was telling me that he used to play with the Hobo Band in New Ulm, which those guys are circus band guys, which are terrific musicians.
Yes, yes. Yeah, Shell's Hobo Band. Yeah. Oh, that's many years ago. And also Myron Wolf was along, too. And Myron Wolf played with Irwin Cease and so many of those great bands. And
the two Myrons played together so much, too, you know.
Yeah, they just know each other so well with the Hooleri. And what's sad is Myron's eyesight is failing a little bit, so he can't read as well. But those two guys, when they play together, they don't need music most of the time. They know.
Jerry Kill and Myron work well together, too. It's just
exactly
seamless.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Lowell Schubert did the concertina work on this. So, I mean, Lowell, great, great concertina
Everybody
player.
Says Lowell has perfect timing.
Yeah.
Everybody I talk, other concertina players.
Yep. And he so idolized Elmer Scheid. And so the solos are all Elmer Scheid solos. Tony's Polka, My Wife is Happy, just sounds so much like the Elmer Scheid recordings. So, yeah, that was fun. And, of course, we can't forget about, you mentioned Nancy Buckentine. Mm-hmm. That's Earl Schmidt's daughter. She was just there, always there on the keyboard.
Yep.
She and Mike Wendelick, the other drummer, they did some vocals. Very nice, very nice. And I was just going to mention, we can't forget the tuba player back there, Gary Schrader. Man, Gary, what a great, that bass, that bottom is just.
He was playing an E-flat, a newer E-flat. He let me play it.
Oh, really?
What an instrument.
Yeah?
Compared to my old beater.
Oh, yeah, it was really fun. We recorded this thing on Tuesday, October 19th, down in Hutchinson, Peace Lutheran Church in Hutch. And it was a nice day. Took that picture that you see on the front cover with Lester's old 58.
Oh, is that Lester's car?
That was his originally. He said he didn't buy it new. He bought it secondhand, but he had it for a number of years, and then he sold it. And then the people had stored it, and it got all dusty and dirty. And then this Steve Shimachi bought it, and he's the current owner. And so Lester knew him and talked him into bringing it down, and we did the picture around it. And it really turned out great. 1958 Chevy Corvette. Yeah, beautiful car.
That was
fun.
Well, the first one we did was fun, too.
Yeah.
This was even more fun.
Yeah. It was 2013 when we did the first recording, all of us, with Lester Schuft. Of course, he's done many recordings back in the day. Mm-hmm. But so 9 years since we did that last one. If we wait 9 more years to do a third one, I don't know how many of us will be left. And, you know, talking about this, Lester Schuft, he's the quarterback, or he's the one that makes it happen. What a guy, huh?
Yeah.
And Lester getting inducted.
He's still playing good trumpet, too.
He really does. 84.
And he's still playing good trumpet.
After 6 heart surgeries and 6 episodes of a heart condition.
Yeah, he's told me, he said he just doesn't really have it anymore, the air, but he's still doing fine.
Yeah. And Lester, by the way, is going to be our guest next week. We're going to they're busy today. All of the guys are down at New Ulm today for that reunion band or the tribute band for Elmer Scheid.
Oh.
So that's happening today at Turner Hall in New Ulm. And Lester's down there, and all the other musicians that are on the thing, other than you and I, they're all. Mike is the drummer, and Gary's the. Actually, Gary is playing banjo on that one. I think they've got. Who did they tell me? Not Tony Kaminsky. There's another bass horn player that is doing the bass horn work on that one. But, yeah, they've been practicing a couple of rehearsals, and that would be something to see, too. So,
do you know what library was the Dutch Maid Waltz from? Do you know which library that was?
Dutch Maid, I want to say that one was, I think that was Elmer Scheid's. I'm pretty sure.
What an arrangement.
It's
short, but
yeah.
And besides, I like that waltz anyhow.
Yeah, Dutch Maid. That's an old Ray Dorschner, original Ray Dorschner recording. And, yeah, that was out of the Scheid library. That one's one that we did right away. So we worked on Elmer Scheid stuff first. Then we went to, I think, Al Maves and the Swingin' Lander Band. And then we worked on the Schuft library a little bit. And what was really neat, and listeners might be interested, especially the musicians out there listening, I learned something that day. There's 3 horn libraries. There's 4 horn libraries. Did you really realize that all the time?
Well, the bands back then, like you were talking about Guild style.
Yeah.
And, like we did, you have 2 brass, 2 reeds.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, so that was the original library, and of course Ray Dronel owns that library now. And but now the Jerry Schuff Library, that was written for one trumpet and one sax or clarinet and one trombone. Mm-hmm. So they call it a three-horn library. And we also played numbers out of Ivan Kael's library. That was mostly Hulurei, but I think that Ivan's library was very much similar to the Schuff Library, too. Okay. I think that was a three-horn library, too. So yeah, some fun stuff. Just feel really honored to be part of this. I mean, you look around, these are some very good musicians.
Every musician, good.
Yeah. And you add up the years, you know, you've got 50, 60 years in, I've got 50 in, and you take all the other guys way more than us.
Yeah.
I mean, we got probably close to 1,000 years of experience there with that whole band. So,
Well, I started playing in the early 60s, and Lester, of course, was playing in the 50s, at least, if not the late 40s.
Yeah, he said he's been playing for 60-some years, so that would probably take him back to the 40s. So yeah. So, at any rate, well, what's on the horizon for Ross these days? You got a lot of work lined up then, a lot of jobs?
Well, it's still slow, kind of slow on me. Like I said, Tuesday, I'm going to sit in with Marie and Joe at the Wadena VF.
Uh-huh.
Then I'm not sure what else. I might have something with the Night Owls. We've been playing Barnesville.
Okay.
Maybe we're playing there this month. I'm not sure.
You got a pocket planner that you got to look at once in a while?
You want me to?
No. I was just curious because, boy, that's a lot to remember all the time as you're going around. So, yeah.
But I don't have too much in May yet, but it gradually picks up June, July, August. I get real busy August, September, October, you know, which is fine.
Well, you know, I think we're all still recovering from that COVID thing. I mean, that really knocked the heck out of the industry, didn't it?
I survived it. You know, I miss the money, but I am such a lazy bum. I love all this free time having a musician, and I had more free time.
Yeah. Was it almost hard to stay in shape, not playing as much, or did you?
I play every day at home. I'm watching TV and doodling around on my horn just to keep in shape.
Uh-huh.
Or sitting in when I can. That helps too. Sitting with bands.
Yep.
Because you play harder when you're playing.
Yep.
Band, you know.
Well, that was my experience when we were playing pretty steady with the Ray Dronel band and with the Harlanders. When you're playing 2-3 nights a week, then you didn't have to practice that much because you were actually practicing while you're working.
You learn how to pace yourself. You don't overdo it.
Right. Yep. Because
you got to play the next night.
That's right. Oh, yes. Well, we're running down on time, Ross. I always ask everybody, we get to this point of the show, they've got a memory. And I know you go back over time a long ways there. What sticks out in your mind, good, bad, or otherwise, playing something, you know, playing with your dad or playing with any special?
I've got a lot of memories.
Oh, yeah. Well, you take it away, whatever comes to mind. You know, we've heard of people getting stuck in snowstorms. We've heard of people, you know, having somebody die on the dance floor. I mean, that's negative, but... all kinds of things have happened over time. Just, I kind of surprised you on that one. I should have warned you.
I like playing piano, and it's my original instrument, but I have a kind of like a love-hate affair with trumpet. It's so hard to play.
Yeah.
And you have your good days and bad days, but I've had so much fun, especially playing old time on trumpet.
Okay.
Because I like classical music. Especially like the Romantic period, the 1800s.
Okay.
And I learned how to, my mom used to like classical music. My dad didn't, so I learned how to listen to that stuff. And that's the basis. It's European, what we're doing is European folk music.
Yep.
And that's the basis of Beethoven, Schumann, Schubert, Dvorak, all those people. That's the basis.
Uh-huh. Yeah. That's true. Very true.
A lot of people put it down, but it's good music. I mean, it's good. It's folk music.
Yep, that's true.
It's fun. When a good everything going good on trumpet, I say it's like being a quarterback. If you're either a hero or a bum, you know. And it's like you're calling the shots when you're playing trumpet, more or less.
One guy that is kind of a favorite in Central Minnesota, and I know you've probably worked with him too, is Jay Patterson.
Oh yeah.
And Jay, I'll tell you, he knows his music history and everything. He will tell you. The Midnight Waltz or any of those, how it was a love ballad that was written in wherever.
I still play with Jay at least once a year at St. Stephen.
At St. Stephen?
Yeah.
Okay, with Jim Horner and the guys?
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, very good. Yeah, no, it's fun to, you know, people that really enjoy the music and understand and know the cultures and everything, it's fun to hear about all of that because basically the younger people...
Well, all the stories musicians have.
Yeah.
Funny stories. Yep. Musicians are comedians.
Yeah, they are, yeah. And that's one of the things with our group there. You know, Rick is just Myron, but the two Myrons, they're all full of antics and everything. So even on the recording session and the practice session.
Rick Kane brought a humorous thing along about things you don't do on the bandstand. And one of them, you know, the way people pick on trombone players, one was saying you know a trombone player. Don't do that. And what's even worse is if you do know a trombone player. Or playing, you know, these shallow jet tone trumpet mouthpieces.
Yep.
Don't play those. That's what Rick was playing. Yep. Rick plays. Or don't clean your instrument off after you're done playing on the job. I do that all the time.
Oh, great moments here with Ross Scalise. Well, Ross, we're going to let you run. I want to take this opportunity to thank you for coming in. And, you know,
thanks
like
for having me.
You bet. The last time I told you, the good Lord's willing that you and I are here, we'll do this thing again sometime down the road. How's that?
Fine.
All righty. So with that, we're going to let you run. Have a great afternoon.
Thanks.
All righty. And there he goes, Ross Scalise, our 418th guest here on a Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. That's 419th guest on our Musicians Come and Play program. We're at 43 degrees currently here in Albany, 13 minutes past the hour of 12 noon. Don't go away, we've got music coming up by Lester Schuft and his Country Dutchman. Larry Razavian is out of town checks with our theme Musicians Come and Play. Wrapping up our 419th edition of our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. Ross Scalise, what a great guest, huh? Oh my gosh, I hope you enjoyed listening to him as much as I did visiting with Ross. Just truly a great musician, a likable person. And yeah, the older we get, the more stories we have to tell. So yeah, great to have Ross in the studio today. Well, we're going to get right into the music of Lester Schuft and his Country Dutchman, his brand new recording, Classic Polkas and Waltzes in a Classic Car. And here's one from the Babe Wagner Library, one called the On Your Toes Polka. On Your Toes Polka, Dr. Lester Schuft and the Country Dutchman. Strong front row there. Yes, Rick Keen on trumpet, Ross Galise on trumpet, also Myron Mühlbauer and Jerry Kale on the saxes on that particular recording. On the back row, yes, there was Gary Schrader on the tuba, myself on drums, Nancy Buckentine on the keyboards, and up in front, Lowell Schubert on the concertina. Mr. Elmer Scheid himself, doing a great, great job. Well, Dr. Lester Schuft, yes, he had the idea to record an old Fez Fritchie recording, Play More Waltz, and he asked Ross Galise to put an ending on it, similar to what Fez had on his Play More Waltz. And Ross, well, he worked on it, and this was his rendition, what he came up with. So we're going to give a listen. Play More Waltz, Dr. Lester Schuft and his Country Dutchman. Dr. Lester Schuft and the Country Dutchman with the Play More Waltz. And yeah, Ross Galise on that trumpet solo there, concluding the song. Of course, Mike Wendelick also drumming on the CD. Mike on the drums on that particular recording. And great job there by the Country Dutchman. Music continues right now. This one called Musicians Play All Night. Thank you. Dr. Lester Schuft and the Country Dutch Band. Great arrangement there of the Musicians Play All Night. Coming up on 25 minutes past the hour of 12 noon, 43, our current temperature here in Albany. A couple of gospel tunes on the recording, and here's one. A really nice arrangement, one called Just a Closer Walk with Thee. Dr. Lester Schuft and the Country Dutchman, his brand new recording, Classic Polkas and Waltzes in a Classic Car, and the nice gospel tune with a little swing tempo to it. Yes, Nancy Buckentine and Mike Wendelick on the vocal there, and I think that was Jerry Cale on the banjo as well. So great stuff for you there. Lowell Schubert, of course, anchoring it with the concertina, and yeah, good stuff. Alrighty, we're in the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet, always brought to us by Jeannie B's Tours out of Freeport, Jeannie Bonfeg and the gang over there. And yes, she wants you to know about that July 22nd Medora musical. It's sold out, but on August 26th, September to September 1st, you can join for six fun-filled days on the Deadwood Days and Medora musical tour. This tour includes five nights lodging, Riley's Deluxe Motor Coach, Guide, Mount Rushmore, Crazy Horse, Step-On Guided Deadwood City Tour, Hill City Train Tour, Scenic Badlands, Rapid City Sights, Teddy Roosevelt Show in Medora, the Pitchfork Fondue, Medora Musical, Teddy Roosevelt National Park Tour, Gospel Brunch, Free Time for Deadwood Casino Fun, and so much more. This tour is jam-packed and filling fast, so call Jeannie B's Tours today to get in on that fantastic trip. The phone number, 320-345-1581 for details and cost. And I can tell you, we were on that Medora musical trip last summer with Jeannie B's, and we just had a fantastic time. The food was great, the everything fun, and Jeannie usually does this four-day trip for sure, compared to some of the other companies doing it on a three-day trip. So they drive all the way out there and get there and then take you to that musical where you're world-weary already, hard to stay awake. And so Jeannie does it different. She gets you out there and gets you rested. And the next day, you tour the Medora, city of Medora, and then take in the musical in the evening, and you're fresh and ready to enjoy a great show. So just one of the perks that Jeannie does, and she does it well. She's been a lifetime traveler, most of her life anyway. And so, yeah, she knows how to make things nice and comfortable for you, and she does a great job of guiding. Here's another one that we want to talk about, the Fall Ark Encounter. That's the one we went on this spring. Well, they are going again September 4th and returning on the 9th. You'll enjoy 6 days you'll never forget. The tour includes 5 nights lodging, a Riley's Deluxe Motor Coach Experience Guide. 8 meals are included, all admissions on the itinerary. You're going to see the Creation Museum, the Ark Encounter. There's lodging and tours at the Fair Oaks Dairy. That was fun. Wisconsin Dells stop. Boy, I'll tell you, that was really good. We stopped at the Cheese House one night at the Ho-Chunk Casino. we bought some booties for the little papooses. But yeah, it was still fun to play. Then there's a winery tour included on this trip, and wine tasting. And boy, I tell you what, after tasting about 20 different wines, we had a happy bus. That was a highlight. You won't want to miss this one. It's sure to be fun for you in 22. Gather your group and call Jeannie B's Tours at 320-345-1581. Remember what Jeannie B always says, seeing is believing. And believe me, it is fun. So there you go. Lots more to talk about. We'll get to those in the coming weeks. Jeannie B's Tours. She proudly brings us the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. Back to the music of Lester Schuft and the Country Dutchman. This one's out of the Elmer Scheid Library once again. One called The Divorce Polka. Big tuba solo there by Gary Schrader coming up. Thank you. The Divorce Polka out of the Omer Scheid Library with Dr. Lester Schuft Country Dutchman Band off of their brand new recording. And if you're enjoying what you're hearing, I should tell you that these CDs are available at any of the sponsors that sponsored the CD, some great sponsors, and they include Brenny Transportation, a trucking company out of St. Joe, Minnesota. They have a bunch there. The St. Joe Meat Market, of course, a great sponsor. Opots Metals and Roll-Offs over in Holdingford. Yes, they are a great sponsor and proudly selling the CDs over there. Jim's Snowmobile and Marine, also in Holdingford. While you're looking for that next new Razor or ATV, or also a side-by-side Ranger, yeah, stop in by Jim's Snowmobile, and yeah, you can pick up a CD there. Also available through Goman Supply out of, close to Luxembourg there, along Highway 15. Chris Goman, a great supplier of butcher equipment, sausage, and seasoning supplies, all available there. He's got them on the counter for sale. And don't forget Kay's Kitchen in St. Joe when you're stopping by for breakfast. Yes, Tanya has got a nice selection of CDs, and be happy to put one in your hands. So stop in at any one of these great sponsors. Of course, you can always go online, and you can order it from Cy Fun and Sign Music Service. So, yeah, great recording. Fun being part of it. And, again, we thank all of those great sponsors for making it possible. And I got a text message from a good friend, Mr. Gary Bakenstoss. He was listening, and he heard me fumbling for who the bass player is in the tribute band today at New Ulm at Turner Hall for that Elmer Scheid tribute band, and it's Frank Galuski. Yes, Frank doing the tuba work there today. Gary Schrader, I believe, is doing banjo work, so they have two great tuba players there available. Well, back to the music of Dr. Schuft and the Country Dutchman. Here's the one that Ross mentioned that he really, really enjoyed playing. It's one called the Dutch Maid Waltz. It's a Ray Dorschner original and came out of the Elmer Scheid Library. The Dutch Maid Waltz, Dr. Lester Schuft and the Country Dutchman. Yes, yeah, some good stuff there. Well, 20 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock, and we've 43 degrees currently here in Albany. We talked about Lowell Schubert being Mr. Elmer Scheid, and here he is with an Elmer Scheid recording, one called the Tony's Polka, Dr. Lester Schuft and the Country Dutchman. ¶¶ Yes, Dr. Lester Shufton, the Country Dutchman, and Tony's Polka, Lowell Schubert on the concertina solo. We're at 18 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock in the final portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet, always brought to us by Kevin's Countryside, home of those Hustler brand zero-turn lawnmowers located 6 miles northwest of St. Joe on County Road 3. The Hustler is the original zero-turn lawnmower, and, well, that Hustler will eliminate the extra trimming and mowing of your lawn. And you know what? I'll bet you we're going to be cutting lawn in about a week's time here, probably sooner than that, because with all this moisture, that grass is turning green and a little sunshine and a little warmth, and it's just going to spring out of the ground. You'll want to have a mower that can handle the job. Kevin has new Hustlers in stock. Check out the different engine and mowing deck sizes that are available. Attachments, yes, baggers and other attachments are always available. The suspension ride seat, the Thatchers, you bet. You can get it all from Kevin's. Of course, Kevin does repair work on all makes and models. He can sharpen your blades, change your belts and hoses, lubricants. He can do it all. Kevin also accepts trades. So, yeah, if you've got one there that's getting a little tired, bring it out to Kevin's, and he'll make you a sweet deal on one of those brand-new Hustlers. As always, for more information, you can give Kevin a call. His phone number, 320-363-7459. And, of course, he's got these beautiful brochures out there. And I happen to be looking at the residential mowers in this brochure. And the first one you find is the Dash Series. And that's a tiny little mower, so great for residential areas with small lawns. You'll enjoy one of those small mowers if you just have a small yard to get around on. Then you move up to the Raptor series. So the Raptors are just a little bit bigger. There's a Raptor X, XL, XD, and an XDX, all different models. And Kevin can explain to you all the differences and how they all work. And from there, we page on through, and he's got the flip-up machines. So the deck has got a quick flip. You push a button, and it flips up so that you can scratch out the clippings and stuff from underneath. Really, really neat. And then what else do we see here? There's the ZEV. That's a fully electric, all the power a homeowner could want with zero emissions. So, yeah. I have not seen that one yet, but that one is there. And then from there, we get into the Zs and the Super Zs and beyond. So, yeah, quite a lineup of mowers. Kevin's got the old barn on the farm there on the home place, all remodeled. Nice showroom, and I've been in there several times, and you can walk through and see all the different models that are available. And if you're really interested in one or the other, he'll pop the garage door open, the overhead door, and out you go. And you can, he'll let you cut his whole lawn if you want. You'll get a chance to try those Hustlers out. Don't forget, Kevin took on the Eagle Power line of equipment last year. That's battery-powered equipment with 56-volt lithium battery. So that's good stuff for you there. You can see it all at Kevin's Countryside, 6 miles northwest of St. Joe on County Road 3. Nice drive any time of the year, but especially this time of the year, as the farmers are going to be getting into the fields pretty quick now. Fun to head out that way. So check them out. Kevin's Countryside, proudly bringing us the final portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. Back to the music of Dr. Lester Schuft and the Country Dutchman. Here's a nice Hooleride type new tune, and this one I believe comes out of the Ivan Kill library, one called the Blue Heaven Waltz. Thank you. All righty, Dr. Lester Schuft and the Country Dutchman. Great recording there, the Blue Heaven Waltz. One more out of the Kale Library. It's one called the Minneapolis Polka. The Minneapolis Polka, Dr. Lester Schuft and his Country Dutchman. Here's a nice waltz tune. I believe this one came out of Lester's library, one called Eddie's Waltz. Nice Hooleray number there, Eddie's Waltz, Dr. Lester Schuft and the Country Dutchman. Time for just a couple more selections. Right now, here's another one of our gospel tunes on this recording, A Mansion on the Hill.
Mansion on the hill.
Nancy Buckentine, Mike Wendelick on the vocals there. Great job. A Mansion on the Hill. Dr. Lester Schiff and the Country Dutchman. 5 minutes before the hour, 1 o'clock, 43, our current temperature here in Albany. Time to wrap up another edition of our musical treat for Dancing Feet. We've been featuring music of Lester Schiff and the Country Dutchman off of their brand new CD, Classic Polkas and Waltzes and A Classic Car. And again, those are available at any one of our fine sponsors, including Brenny Transportation out of St. Joe, the St. Joe Meat Market in St. Joe, Opot's Metals and Roll-Offs in Holdingford, Jim's Snowmobile and Marine in Holdingford, Cy Funenstein Music Service on the web, also Goman Supply out of the Luxembourg, Minnesota area, and Kay's Kitchen in St. Joe. Be sure and thank those fine sponsors as you patronize them for being a sponsor of this great CD and a great opportunity to pick one up whenever you're in one of their establishments. Certainly do appreciate it. We're going to wrap up this edition of our musical treat for Dancing Feet with a nice waltz tune. Comes out of the Elmer Scheidt, well, actually, I believe this one's out of the Babe Wagner Library, and it's one called the Westphalia Waltz. Dr. Lester Schuft and his Country Dutchman and the Westphalia Waltz, wrapping up another edition of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM.